Okay, I'm at Foxhall Stadium with Dean Cox. It is Thursday and Storm Doris is coming, and a storm of a different kind is coming, a storm of oval circuit racing, Dean. We'll come to forthcoming meetings in a moment, but do things ever really stop for you? Because you're kind of busy in a different way during the Christmas period and early in the year.
You're absolutely right. I mean, actually, it works out that each year we start preparing for the following year in the autumn before the season's even finished. So by the time we finished here in mid-November, we were already making plans for 2017, and it's been that way right through the winter. We're planning ahead. We're doing more work here at the stadium. There's obviously maintenance to be done. It gives us a chance to catch up on other things that during the season we can't always keep on top of. But it gives us a chance to plan the next year, what we're going to do the following year, all the infrastructure that needs to be organised for that. So it's a busy time. As you say, it's a different kind of busy for me. But it does give me time to have a bit of a sit down and plan a little bit further ahead.
There's some action this weekend, an open practice night, so every formula potentially on the track, and this one's free for spectators.
It is indeed. It's become a bit of a customary thing that we do at the beginning of every season. We open up the track. As you say, any formula is welcome, so long as it can, you know, complies to the noise levels and that sort of thing. We've even got, I believe, two Brisker Formula One stock cars coming down for practice as well. So every formula is here. It runs from 6 p.m. through to 10 p.m. The diner and everything is open, and it's become one of those kind of events that it's actually well supported by drivers. I mean, last year we had 70-odd drivers practicing, and we had a large crowd. As you say, Graham, it's free, so we want everybody to come down, enjoy themselves, bring their friends, bring as many people as they like. Come down, it's absolutely free, gates are open, come and see the action, come and have a drink, come and have a cup of tea, something to eat, and just take in the atmosphere of the new season ahead.
You look at the numbers, there's 70-plus drivers, that's how serious they take it. Practice nights like this, it can be so crucial in terms of shaping their season going forward. They can, I don't know, perhaps do tweaks to their cars on these nights that they wouldn't have perhaps done.
You're absolutely right. It gives them an opportunity, really, to shake down anything that they've been working on the cars over the winter. Most drivers would have rebuilt. Some drivers may even have brand new cars. The last thing they want to do is get to the first meeting and have failures and breakdowns and things coming apart. So this is a great opportunity for them to try the cars out, push them to see what they can and can't do, and basically get the cars dialed in and ready for the season ahead.
In terms of new cars and perhaps new parts for cars, you've got something coming up, a stock car shop. Tell us about this.
That's right. It's something we're experimenting differently this year. Because this event is always so well attended, we thought that we'd run basically an auto jumble during the afternoon at the stadium. It starts at 12 o'clock midday, finishes at 5 p.m. It's open to anyone who wants to bring anything racing related along that they want to sell. As we say, something that might be your junk could well be gold to somebody else. It's £25 a pitch for anything that you want to sell racing related, and we're hoping it will start off slowly, but it will grow to be quite a popular event.
Following Saturday, first competitive race meeting at Foxhall of the year, the 4th of March, National Banger Racing World Series, and you've got the 2-litre hot rods as well. So will we see Dan Smith for the first time this year?
Yes, I should think we'll see Dan. I mean, he's ever present at all our meetings. I mean, he's been a fantastic world champion. He continues to be. He's been a great ambassador for the sport. We're still reeling, really, from that fantastic world final he won at Speed Weekend last July. And he's gone on from there. You know, success has really come Dan's way. He unveiled a fantastic-looking car at the NEC's Auto Sports Show. I'm hoping that that's going to be the car he's going to bring along on the night. I know he's been using a different car during the winter. But, yeah, at the moment, you know, Dan really can't put a foot wrong. And he'll certainly be one of the contenders. As you say, Saturday, 4th of March, we start off with a massive meeting. It's the Banger World Series Round 2. We've also got the historic stock cars as well. So we're starting off with a real barnstormer of a meeting.
Dan Smith, one of the names to look out for across all formulas this year, and perhaps with an eye towards Speed Weekend in July. Adam Maxwell's going to be back in the National Hot Rods. Jason Cooper's going to be racing in Super Stocks as well. In terms of these formulas, these are probably the guys to beat at the moment.
They are at the moment. But of course, as we all know, they're at the top of the tree at the moment, but they're there to be displaced, and other drivers will be doing their best to try and, you know, take that thunder away from them. We've already seen some changes in Super Stocks, which is going to sort of maybe even out the field a little bit more this year. So it's going to be a very open year. I mean, Adam, as you say, he's done fantastically well. Again, he's just been down to South Africa with the UK tour, done well down there again. So these are the guys at the top of the tree at the moment, but whether they'll still be there come mid-season, you know, it's all there to play for.
We've got a soft spot for the Meadows brothers in Superstocks, of course, both local, based out at Easton. What are the changes to that formula that you hint at there?
There's been one or two changes to the specification on the cars. Just slight modifications, just one or two things just to try and even up the sport as well. There's still sort of conversations and things going on with Superstocks at the moment, but it's a formula that's forever competitive. I saw them down at Wimbledon the other week, absolutely brilliant every single race. That formula still continues to deliver, even considering it was our first original formula from way back in 1961.
The jewels in your crown are still here, of course. Easter Monday, you're going to be busy. We're delighted that we're going to be back with BBC Radio Suffolk on Speed Weekend. We'll be broadcasting live on the Saturday. You've got the Bank Holiday Spectacular in August with the Caravan Destruction Derby, and then before you know it, it's gala night towards the end of the year. You have some fantastic meetings right here.
We do, and we have some major championships, of course, coming up in September. We have the Brisker Formula One Stock Car Championship of the World. This will be the first time that we'll actually be promoted under the Speedworth and Inca Race banner. So we're certainly pulling out all the stops to make that a fabulous occasion. We've also got the Superstocks World Championship here. As you say, Speed Weekend again at the beginning of July. We've got the National Unlimited World Final coming up in October. That's always a massive meeting. And of course, the Domestic Banger World Final to bring down the curtain in November. So again, it's going to be probably, I would say, our busiest season ever at Foxhall Stadium.
Tickets for most of these meetings already on sale?
Tickets certainly for the Brisker Formula One World Championship are on sale now. If you go to the Speedworth website, you just click on the advanced tickets banner and you can already purchase your tickets ahead of time. Speed Weekend tickets will probably be released round about Easter time, but just keep focused on our website and our Facebook pages.
100 miles or so away from here, we should hint that it's a massive month next month for Wimbledon Stadium. It's the end of an era.
It certainly is. As we've discussed over the last year or so, sadly Wimbledon closes on Sunday the 26th of March. It's a big emotional occasion for us. We opened there in 1962 with the Superstocks World Championship. It's been our jewel in the crown. You know, for many, many years we've staged some fantastic racing there. It's been featured on television countless times. Sadly, it's all coming to an end with redevelopment, but we're going out on a high. We've got a fantastic meeting there on the 5th of March, featuring Brisker Formula One stock cars, national 2-litre stock saloons, and of course our super stocks as well. And then on the 26th of March when we close, we've actually got the national hot rods coming back for one last time with our own 1300 stock cars and super stocks. A lot of faces from the past. We've even got a double world champion in the super stocks, Jeff Goddard. He was world champion in 71 and 72. He actually left England in 73 and emigrated to South Africa and carried on racing out there. Jeff has decided that he's flying back to see Wimbledon one last time on that night. So it's going to be very big and very emotional.
It promises to be quite a night, and we're really looking forward to the season. Best of luck with it.
Thanks very much, Graham. Thank you.